USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister. USA Radio's Tim Berg with a preview.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
In other news, former Vice President Joe Biden reportedly considering Stacey Abrams as a running mate should he decide to run for 2020. Someone from his staff floating the idea to Axios, Abrams losing to Republican Brian Kemp, who President Trump endorsed in the Georgia governor's race.
We are grateful for you.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our communities safe.
Now, the Vice President noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots, have been enforcing our laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Washington, where counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says even she's shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets and comments lately. Is their marriage in trouble?
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter, questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him, just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway said exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband, recently calling him a whack job and a stone cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To New Zealand now, where a few people shot in that terrorist attack while praying in their mosque remain in critical condition, and the investigation continues, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the oldest 71, as New Zealand's police commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.